A year in review, yes, but more importantly, a year to preview the LA art scene. It's Art Talk on KCRW. There were some big art stories in 2015, sure, including the opening of the Broad Museum downtown, the return of an acclaimed local curator to Los Angeles, and we also said goodbye to an art icon. But this evening we're here to talk about 2016 and an exciting year to come in the art world. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp is here to give us the New Year's goods. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention the passing of artist Ellsworth Kelly, who died last week at the age of 92.
What a great master of refined form with his shaped canvases and very stylized sculptures.
So beautiful. And you actually got to talk to him a few years back.
A generous and intelligent man. He had a retrospective at LACMA in 2012, and I was very fortunate to be able to ask him about his ideas and his philosophies.
It's an interview, by the way, that you can find at kcrw.com/arttalk. We're talking about 2016, Hunter, but if you had to sum up the biggest story in the LA art scene over the past 12 months, what would you say it was?
I would say it'd have to be the opening of the Broad Museum downtown. They've just announced 200,000 visitors have crossed their threshold since September.
Since September. I know the Broad is over there by MoCA. MoCA made some news several years back in the firing of its curator, Paul Schimmel, who is returning to Los Angeles.
That's right. He's returning in something of a triumph as a partner of the Hauser and Wirth Gallery. So it's Hauser, Wirth, and Schimmel, which will be in the downtown arts district. It's almost as big as MoCA. It's almost 100,000 square feet, and he's opening with a show of abstract sculpture by women, which is not a bracket that you usually hear about.
There are other galleries as well with other exhibitions to come expected. What are those? Give us a summary if you can.
That's right. Well, the Broad was meant to attract even more collectors and more dealers here, and it's done that. The other gallery that's opening is called Spruithmagers. They have locations in Cologne and London, and now they have one in a 1966 William Pereira-designed building across from LACMA. And they're opening with a big show of work by LA artist John Baldessari.
And there are some controversial pieces of work that are coming to Los Angeles as well.
You know, it's all about sex this spring. We have three shows by Catherine Opie in three different museums. There's a small show of her sexually explicit work that's going on view at LACMA, and a larger show called 700 Nimes, based on the address of Elizabeth Taylor, because she was going to photograph the great actress herself, but then Taylor died. And instead, Opie got permission to photograph Taylor's possessions. So this monograph and the exhibition, which will be on view at the MoCA PDC location in West Hollywood, includes photographs of Elizabeth Taylor's shoes and her clothing and her handbags and her art collection, and in many ways gives us a whole another dimension of the actress's personality. And in addition, there's another show of Opie's portraits of her friends and other people done in sort of the style of the old masters that will go on view at the Hammer.
At the Hammer Museum in Westwood over off of Wilshire Boulevard.
That's right. But I did say it was all about sex. So in addition to the portfolio of sexually explicit photographs at LACMA, there is also going to be a show of rather suggestive photographs by the great photographer Robert Mapplethorpe.
An exhibition that you have told me is going to be spread out among different places.
Well, museums are sharing exhibitions this year, and the Robert Mapplethorpe show will be shared between LACMA and the Getty. The Getty owns a great deal of the work, and they'll be presenting some of this huge retrospective, and they'll also be presenting the photographs that were collected by Mapplethorpe's patron and life partner, Sam Wagstaff. So those are two exhibitions at the Getty. Mapplethorpe's work will also be shown at LACMA, and there will probably be a bit of an emphasis on the sexual side of his work because the other exhibition that is on view at LACMA this spring is called Physical, Sex and the Body in the 1980s.
Lots to talk about in the coming year, and we will, of course, do that as we look ahead to 2016. Happy New Year. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with Art Talk.
Happy New Year, Steve.